Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th broadcast season, and this is program number 696. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, we will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. For now, our Wednesday performances will take place without a live in-studio audience. Now, folks, please welcome to the Red Barn stage the Will Peter Seymour Jazz Trio. Thank you.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner. NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
On the Red Barn stage tonight are the Will Peters Seymour Jazz Trio. Will's a 19-year-old guitarist from Lexington, Kentucky. He began playing guitar in eighth grade after going through multiple other instruments. He's earned multiple jazz-related awards, including being selected for the KMEA All-State Jazz Band twice and also being selected to participate in the National Young Arts Jazz Program. Will's now going into his sophomore year at the University of North Texas, where he is majoring in jazz studies. With Will tonight on stage are Ryan McGillicuddy on bass and Paul Detheridge on drums. Please welcome the Will Peters Seymour Jazz Trio back to the Red Barn stage. Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Will Peter Seymour. Here's Brad.
Well, hello, folks. Tonight we are featuring a terrific jazz trio showcasing the guitar prowess of Will Peter Seymour. Joining Will are Ryan McGillicuddy and Paul Detheridge. Will,
yes.
Great to have you here.
It's good to have you
here.
And
I've been so looking forward to this. Is this the first and only tune that you have written, Will Samba?
No, I have a couple more, maybe three or four more. Not a huge body of material.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Three or four is pretty good for now. And is it your intention to compose more stuff in time?
Yeah, I still feel like I'm not qualified to compose yet. But I don't know. I think everybody feels that way. It doesn't come as naturally to me as other things in this music. I would love to keep doing it, and I will keep doing it, but I'm only going to play the ones that I'm happy with.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's two. That's fair. Thank you.
I started on violin, actually.
Oh, you did? And did you do that because your parents said to you, Will, you will mow the lawn this summer and you will take violin lessons?
I think it was that I had confused the kitchen utensil spoons with a violin and bow and was playing them like a violin a lot. And I don't even know if I knew what one sounded like, but I knew what it looked like when you played one. So I was like, okay, I think I need one of those. So we got like a little refrigerator magnet that looked like a violin and I like played on that, but it didn't make any noise. And then we got a real one.
I imagine the real one was more satisfying than the refrigerator magnet.
It probably was, but I don't remember.
Between the refrigerator magnet and guitar, what other instruments did you play?
I played saxophone. A piano first, actually. I played piano first, and then saxophone, and then ended up on guitar. Miss Hurst is in the chat.
Oh, very nice.
And she was my saxophone teacher. Although I don't think she actually, she can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think she played saxophone. She was like the director of our band. I mean, I was really bad. I was not good, and it didn't interest me that much. I'm kind of sad about that, because if I had just like listened to jazz even once, I might have started playing as a fifth grader, and I might be a lot better than I am now.
So. You might have gotten deeper into it, taken a deeper dive with that instrument.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So when you were playing rock and thinking along the lines of rock, did you view it as sort of the abstract form that it is? Because that's kind of how I differentiate rock and jazz, is I think of rock as being kind of about simple ideas in a straightforward way. You know, it's like, he doesn't love me anymore.
Right.
Or
I can't remember specifically. I just remember it. Jazz like felt really good, and it felt good. I'd finally figured out that, I don't know, especially gypsy jazz really resonated with me early on. A lot of the same harmonic stuff as metal, kind. I mean, not a lot of it, but harmonic minor scales everywhere. It felt very natural for me.
When I think a lot about that music, I think about some of that as being sort of done with a hollow body acoustic, or, you know, not a lot of amplification, more about rhythm.
I never got a gypsy jazz guitar. There was never a time when that was really what I wanted to do. But I would fake it on my acoustics at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have a very specific technique that I can't do at all, so.
More Red Barn Radio with the Will Peter Seymour Jazz Trio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Tonight we're with Will Peter Seymour. This is Red Barn Radio.
Any of these tunes that you're playing tonight that you will play exactly the same way if you play it tomorrow night?
No.
Okay, no.
Definitely not. They'll probably be pretty similar, though, especially if it's with the same band. I mean, sometimes something magical happens, or sometimes something terrible happens, and it's...
Sure.
It's, the problem is that I'm still in a place where I stay in my comfort zone, and I'd like to break out of that at some point, but right now I just usually stay in my comfort zone. I do what I can do.
It's your comfort zone, but it sounds vast to those of us listening. So
yeah, that's one of the problems.
Thank you.
Take us real quickly through a day at real professional music school.
My day? Like my day?
Yeah.
I would wake up before class, right before class.
So your class is 7 o'clock. You'd wake up at like 6:30?
No, like class would start at 9 and I would be up at like 8:56.
Okay. All right. Good.
No shower. Shower later in the day if you can get to it. I would go to classes, whatever classes I had that day. And then I would usually go to the practice rooms in between my breaks in classes and try to get like 30 minutes in if I could. And then I would go to my next class, and then eventually I'd have to go eat at the cafeteria, which was gross. I know you don't want to hear about that part, but all of my classes were music classes. So I took aural skills like sight singing and solfege.
Uh-huh.
I took theory classes. I took a lab band. It was an ensemble. I was in the guitar ensemble, and then had private lessons.
As in most music schools, you have to make a choice to either pursue a track of teaching or a track of performance. Is that how it goes at
your
school?
Yeah, I mean, there's music ed and then there's performance, or in my case, jazz studies.
Gotcha. Thank you. We would like to thank Will, Ryan, and Paul, the Will Peter Seymour Jazz Trio, for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each and every week. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, and all the rest, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Let's hear some more from the Will Peter Seymour Trio.
One, two.
Thank you. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.